This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
St. Lucie Christian is a community-based STEAM school providing science, technology, education, arts, and math programs to students from kindergarten through 12th grade. We are a bully-free zone, have caring and involved instructors, competitive sports, robotics, and Lego programs. We offer busing for all students in St. Lucie County, free meals through the National School Lunch Program, special needs classes, college prep high-tech tracks, athletics, scholarships, and financing is available. Enroll your child today and experience the difference a Christian education can make. St. Lucie Christian, where we inspire minds, empower futures, and change the world.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, in the glory is where things happen. Anybody can confess Jesus, but it's another thing to walk around in the manifested glory of Jesus. It's another thing to operate in the power of God for every part of your life. Power of God to change the atmosphere that you're dwelling in. You got to be able to change the world that you live in. Come on, the world that you step into, the atmosphere that you step into. And that's why God calls us a glorious church, and He wants us to manifest His glory. How many know that's what He's returning for? He's returning for us, the glorious people with glory on the inside that He gave us. Amen. He's not just coming for a church that's just a beautiful bride and just got a lot of makeup on and and got beautiful smelling perfume. That's not what He's looking for, a dressed up church. He's looking for a church that manifests the glory of God in every sphere of influence in the world that we live in. He's coming for a church that's learned how to make itself ready for the return of the King. That we are doing the works of the one who sent us. That good works are manifesting. Amen. I'm talking about the bride of Christ. So every time you talk about the bride of Christ, all the men go, ooh, I don't want to be no bride. Well, get over it, because when we talk about, then the Bible says the sons of God, he's talking about daughters too. We're all sons of God and we're all the bride of Christ. Talk about your gender politics. I got me some Holy Ghost gender identity. I am the bride of Christ and a son of God. God was way ahead on this gender identity thing long before anybody thought it was cool. Now I ain't going to shout at me, but that's all right. Come on, amen. I mean, it's about the bride. It ain't about Mother Earth. It's about the bride. I'm talking about the real mothering spirit in the earth today. How many know what the real mothering spirit in the earth today has been placed in? It's been placed in a thing called His church. Come on, did you know that the bride of Christ takes up the role of motherhood in the earth? It ain't about Mother Earth and hug a tree and swaddle a plant. It's about changing a life. How many know the characteristics of the church and the characteristics of a mother got a lot in common? How many know moms nurture? How many know the church is supposed to nurture? How many know moms tell you the truth? How many know the church is supposed to tell you the truth? It's the assignment of the church to tell you the truth. Moms help you with your little boo-boos. How many know that's what we do down here at Truth Church? We help you with your boo-boos. Praise the Lord. Amen. Moms love you unconditionally. That's what we do as a church to the world that we've been called to. We learn how to love people unconditionally. It's our assignment. Moms intercede and pray with you. The church will intercede and pray with you. Moms teach and moms preach. The church has been called to preach and teach the gospel, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moms equip you and get you ready for the life that lies in front of you. How many of that's what the call of the house of God is all about? It's about a group of people that come together in the presence of God and get equipped for the assignment of God that's on their life. So it ain't about Mother Earth. It's about the church. Somebody say the bride. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a shift in our culture that's really gotten away from the structure that's built in the earth today. And instead of people who worship God and are nurtured by His church, we live in a society that is nurtured by secular humanism, by selfishness, by self-seeking desires. Whatever I got to do to get a leg up, whatever I got to do to get one over you, as long as I ain't as bad as you are, I'm doing good. I mean, you could be doing really bad in life, but when you see somebody else doing worse than you, that can give you a little bit of comfort. As long as I ain't as bad as he is. And we take comfort in the faulty state of a system that is dying and bringing death, rather than taking comfort in the mechanism that God has given to us to give us life, His people. Look at somebody and say, you're the answer. Mama said, tell them, it's time to become a miracle worker. See, the directive of the church is to take everything that heaven has made available and see it manifest in the world. I know heaven's got some pretty cool stuff available to us. Really, that's what the glory of God is. It's heaven manifesting in the earth. It's the principles of heaven manifesting. It's the power of heaven that manifests. It's the knowledge and the wisdom that manifests, that happens in heaven, manifesting through God's people in the earth. That's what ambassadorship really is all about. Manifesting yourself in the earth. How many know in the last few generations, people in this generation of Pentecostal charismatic church have really learned how to tap into the spiritual realm and really learned how to walk by faith? I mean, we've seen something since the 1960s in the church that just wasn't around, where the supernatural power of God has really been on display. And if you're part of a Pentecostal church and a charismatic church today, everywhere in this world, you're seeing the manifestation of supernatural things take place. Now, you're not going to see it in every church because every church don't preach this. But it is out there. And supernatural power does manifest. Amen. We've been a part of things where we've had the faith, and that faith gave us the ability to move things and see things where it didn't seem like it would be possible, or it didn't seem like they could be moved, where God made a way where there seemed to be no way. How many of that comes by faith? Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's really how the glory of God begins to manifest. It's not just giving you what you need to live everyday life. It's not just teaching you how to get through the high pressure situations of life, but it's about learning how to walk in the glory and the power of God in your life so it can manifest everywhere else. See, there's a difference where you have just learned how to overcome for yourself and you've just learned to have victory for yourself, and then you pivot into this next place in life where you begin to take the power of God that's on the inside of you and you begin to help people overcome. Because really, that's the way your life is meant to be lived, because it really ain't all about you. What we've had in churches today and what we've had in the gospel has been really just a bunch of self-help stuff. And we have such a self-help mentality when we walk into a church that almost everything that's being taught on and everything that's being preached on is about how I can improve myself and how I can get myself better. Well, let me just help you how you can improve yourself. Give yourself away. Because the more you learn how to give yourself away and give away the manifested glory of God, the better off you're going to be. The moment you realize that it's not about you, but it's about Him, is when everything begins to fall in place. That's why I love being a part of a Pentecostal church. Because I love walking around in the glory of God. And I'm not just talking about in a glory cloud with gold dust falling down on my head. I'm talking about walking around in the glory of God, walking into an atmosphere that is charged with evilness, and stepping in and barely having to say a word, and the whole atmosphere shifts by the power of God. People about to kill each other. Next thing you know, they're hugging and crying. That's power of God. Praise the Lord. So here we are in John chapter 2. We see the first thing that Jesus ever did in the earth in a miraculous way that began to draw people's attention. Now, how many know he'd been on the earth for 30 years, but he hadn't begun to manifest any of the glory of God that was on the inside of him until this day. And all of a sudden, he begins to display the glory of God, and he causes the people to come in contact with wonderment. Somebody said, I wonder. He said, what does that mean? It means anything you wonder about. I mean, when you see something you don't understand, what do? You wonder. And Jesus begins to do things that cause people to wonder. And they're saying things like this: what in the world's going on? How can this happen? How can this be? Who is this dude, Jesus? And he did it through a simple thing of showing up at a wedding and making an alcoholic beverage. Go ahead and get over yourself. And listen to me. He only did it because his mama told him it was time. He didn't even agree with the timing on it. You know, we get so twisted up in our religious circles. I mean, when you really stop to consider that Jesus, the first miracle he did was at a party. I think I helped somebody right there. I just want to know when we're going to decide that it's time to move from the natural order of things and begin to move over into the supernatural order of things. And I'm not talking about a hopped up worship service, where people are floating around at the altar and their feet ain't touching the ground. I'm talking about the supernatural power of God to be able to walk into a place and the gospel of Jesus Christ begin to change lives of people outside the church. Come on, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, Mama said, it's time to become a miracle worker. So the question is how do I order the natural of my life for the supernatural? How do I move from natural to supernatural? It's by a movement. It's by a Holy Ghost movement. Somebody say movement. You've got to find out what God is doing in the earth today and become part of the movement. Now, here's the problem in the church today. Most of the time, we don't want to move anywhere except where we want to go. The only movement we want to be a part of is the one that involves us feeling good about it. Most of the times when God has a movement, it's going to require something from you. There's going to be some type of sacrifice involved. There's going to be some type of struggle. Come on, help me, amen. Listen, if you ain't got no problems, then you ain't moving. If you ain't struggling, then you ain't going nowhere. If you ain't got an enemy, you better find one. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to help you right now. If you don't have an enemy, you better find one, because it's the enemies of our life that cause movement in our life to the destiny that God has called us to. Amen. And I believe there's a movement that is coming to the earth today in this generation where things are about to be turned upside down like we ain't never seen before. It's not going to be church as usual. It's not going to be society as usual. It's not going to be the normal parameters of what we think the culture is all about. God's about to break outside the bounds of this culture, and the media is not going to be able to explain it. CNN ain't going to be able to explain it. Fox News ain't going to be able to explain it. It's going to be on TV shaking his head like this. I don't know what's going on out there, but people done lost their mind. These Christians are going nuts out there because a move of God is coming to this land. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my spirit. I know it because God has told me that we are being appointed for such a time as this. Somebody shout a movement. I wonder if I got anybody in here today that wants to be a part of a movement. Praise the Lord. You say, Pastor, what's a movement? Is that when you ate too much pizza? No. We're not talking about that kind of movement, but some of you need to have that kind of movement because your face don't look good right now. Some of you need to smile at me. Notify your face. Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Webster's Dictionary says this, that a movement is a group of people who are committed to working together to advance the ideals or the vision that they share together. We're moving somewhere. We're moving. You ever heard the term, I'm a mover and a shaker? I believe Truth Church is a mover and a shaker. I believe the people of God in this house are a mover and a shaker. Amen. It's a group of people that are committed to advancing the call of God and the vision of God that He has placed on them as a group. Come on, amen. Huh? Can I just tell you, one of the reasons we're here is because there's a prophetic word over the Treasure Coast. I'm telling you, I have heard this thing my whole life. In Lakeland, Florida, at 7 years old, people have prophesied this word. I've heard the greatest men of God share this all over the nation. I've heard it on TBN. I've heard it on Christian TV, that there is a time coming when revival is coming to the United States of America. It's coming first to the east coast of Florida. It's going to wash over the state like a tidal wave. It's going to shoot up through the southeast continental United States and whip across the Midwest and hit the Pacific coast of this nation. And we are going to see a generation of millions of young people turn to the glory of God. That's why I'm here. Now, I'm not, I don't think I'm the head of a movement, and I don't think I'm some big wig in the movement, but I know I'm part of the movement. I know this house is part of the movement. And I know if you can hear me today, then you got to be part of the movement, or God wouldn't have you here to hear it. Somebody shout, I'm part of the movement. something, there is a revival coming to the land. There's a generation of millennials that are about to break out of their cocoon of silence and their cocoon of the things they have been bound up in that society has put them in, where you can't. Come on, somebody needs to deliver a snowflake today. Somebody needs to stand up and tell the truth. There is revival coming. I ain't never in my life seen so many young people offended over so many things. And I'm telling you right now that the power of God is about to flood a generation of people and change the way they think about society. See, what we've witnessed is we've witnessed the pendulum swing that was clear over here to a traditional church place where everybody felt like somebody was in their business telling them what to do, and now has swung all the way over here to secular humanism and progressivism. And what we've seen is a generation of people that don't even know how to take care of their own snot in their nose. I mean, you got to hold a tissue and say, blow, baby, and they're 25 years old. But I got something inside of my spirit, and I can see a pendulum that has hit the top of its apex, and it's beginning to swing back into a place of the manifested glory of God. And I believe a generation of young people are going to shake the United States of America for the glory of God. Hallelujah. God is sending a movement to this generation. And he is saying to us, will you enlarge your border? Will you enlarge your territory? Will you stand in the gap? Or are you going to keep on just living your life for yourself? It's so easy to become complacent, isn't it? It's so easy just to sit in the back seat and let the pastor chauffeur you around glory land. God said, you got to get out of the limo. You got to get your hand on the wheel of life. And you got to begin to get out there and manifest my glory on a generation that needs to hear it. Come on, amen. We got to enlarge our vision. We got to enlarge what we're seeing. Look, I came down here Friday night. Where's Pastor Jimmy? Pastor, I come down here Friday night. We had youth group on Wednesday night almost the whole year. And Pastor Jimmy said, I think we need to do it on Friday night. I said, I think you're right. Pastor Jimmy said, I want to do crazy things. I said, I think you're right. He said, I want to do stuff that people ain't never done. I said, I think you're right. I was in here Friday night, and there was about 70 teenagers in here. At the altar. At 11 o'clock at night. Jumping up and down for God. And these are the kids that people said would never get it. These are the ones they said would never come to church. Most of them that were here Friday night, their parents don't even break through the threshold of a church on any day of the week except on Easter and Christmas. And watching them, praise God. Can I tell you, if you ain't been down here on a Friday night, you need to come down here on a Friday night. This place is crazy. He had a big old pile of dirt up here on the stage with a shovel digging. I just like, wow. I want to be in his youth group. That's some good stuff. Darth Vader was standing right here. I mean, the Darth Vader, all of him. They done got Darth Vader's side. He said, I got the power of the Force. And Jimmy said, no, I got the power of Jesus. Be healed. I mean, it's a big day in the kingdom when Darth Vader gets saved. I mean, you ready for a movement? If you're ready, then you got to get your ears tuned to the sound that's coming, because God is speaking and he's moving and he's looking for some people to manifest his glory. You believe that? Yes. I believe Truth Church, this mama spirit in Truth Church, is about to give birth to a movement right here inside these four walls. Yes. Come on, somebody say, mama said, yes. It's time to become a miracle worker.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. to pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
burning in my heart. I will enter.